Good afternoon, B&R Tools.
Hi, can I speak with Ida?
This is Ida.
Hi, Ida. This is Saria from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. So I got your voicemail, and I know you're responding to an email that I sent as well.
Yes. I know we're coming to the end of our note.
Yes.
On our loan that we took out almost a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And we're just wondering if we can somehow, I don't know, if refinance it so we're not paying so much every day or every week.
Yeah.
Because all we're paying now is just the principal or the interest.
The interest, yeah.
Because we've already paid the note back.
Right. Are you guys, do you have a certain amount that you know that you guys are looking to get at this time?
Because I think we owe about $50,000 is what I'm kind of calculating. I do it on a weekly basis. I don't do it daily.
Gotcha.
So I don't have to do a journal entry every day. I do it weekly.
Right.
And I'm showing about $52,000 is what we owe.
Yeah.
We have roughly about 2 more months to go.
Yes.
And the $6,000, it's $6,015, I believe, every week that's coming out, which is roughly about $25,000 a month. And it's hitting us hard. And
I see.
We're just wondering if there's any way we can, you know, push it out a couple more months where we're not having to pay so much, or I don't know. What can you do for us?
I see. So you're more looking to kind of do something with the amount that you currently owe, not so much looking to take out additional capital, but just somewhat you can do to kind of...
I mean, if, I don't know if, because we were under the misconception it was a 9% interest. We didn't know it was 9% plus another $100,000 on top of the 9%. And, you know, so that was devastating to us. So we were under the misconception of this big interest rate.
I see. I'm trying to look over the notes on the loan because it's funded back in 2015 of July. Let's see, 15 months. Well, it's kind of, we can do one of two things at this point. I can, if you guys are, you know, looking to bring on, you know, more capital for any reason, I could always see if you guys qualify for a new program where we could do something, you know, with weekly payments or something that we can do that would, you know, give you a better rate option as a returning customer. We always have that, you know, something we can explore if the business needs additional funding at this time. The other option is if you guys are just trying to, sort of, you know, you want to finish paying the remainder and have that stretched out, that would be more of something where I'd refer you to like a customer service number that they can discuss, you know, a payment structure if that's needed for, you know, financial reasons.
There's several different things we could possibly look at.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, you know, that extra $100,000 on top of the note that was, because I thought we were just paying 9% on top of the note. I didn't know we were having to pay an additional $100,000 on top of the
9%. I see the rate factor here as a 1.38 and the payment being, you know, $1,202.57. So it should have been explained to you when you started the loan. I think you guys worked with Nicole or Scott possibly, and just kind of what the payment would be and the term and such. And, you know, and it should all be in the contract too. I hope that was all made clear and hope that was all, you know, signed, and that's how those are structured. Let me see if I can pull up your signed documents. But yeah, it should always be explained to you how the payments are going to work, and it should be in the contracts as well. Yeah, so $1,200 a day. Yeah, at this point, I mean, I mainly work in, like, customer retention, customer service. So I see, yeah, I have the documents here. It has the purchase price and then the payback amount on there, too. So it's kind of how it's structured. It's not, it's like the loan was 2000 or $274,500, and then the purchase price is on there too, is $378,810. But at this point, you know, basically what we do is we touch base with customers to see if, you know, there's additional business needs, and we can always assist with that. And, you know, we are able to get returning customers, you know, as long as the banks are pretty consistent, we can usually do something better for them the second time around. If there is a business need for additional funding. Otherwise, if, you know, I'm not sure if you're more talking about doing something with stretching out the current balance. So it just depends, whatever you guys are needing, I can try to assist you and move forward.
Okay. The $25,000 a month it's starting to really wear on the company.
Okay.
And I know I only have two more months, but the price of oil, it just seems to keep going down. I mean, today we're having a good day, it seems like, but tomorrow it could go, you know, we're used to $100 a barrel, not barely 40.
Right.
You know, and so our industry has been hurting. And
I see.
When we took out the note, I think we were around 80, and now we're below barely 40. And so our business is hurting, and so it's hard for us to even make that $6,000 a week or
okay.
$25,000 a month.
I see.
And so all I'm doing right now is barely making payroll and paying your note. And so it's hard for me to even pay my vendors. And so somehow I need some relief from this note. So if okay. we can make a lower amount and stretch out the note maybe another 6 months instead of two more months.
Okay. Let me, what I'm going to do is because, again, because my main function here is kind of doing the refinances, and if there's additional funding needs, I assist on that. But I'm going to give you a contact where...
if we did get a refinance, for additional funding, I don't know what kind of... Could you give us better terms where we're not paying $100,000 on... we didn't realize we were paying that much back. We thought we were paying 9% on $275,000, and that's what we were equating it on. We didn't realize it until we had our taxes done, and then our accountant told us what we did.
Right.
And then we had to file a loss partially due to the note.
I see. Yeah, I can definitely look into options. I can send you the contract, too, from... You know, if you need it at all, the first contract, because it, you know, it does have on there too, like, you know, on that first page, it says the price, and it has that purchase price too. So it's, you know, I know it's sometimes because it does say purchase price percentage, but the purchase amount, I hope, you know, we'll always try to make clear. And like I said, second time around, once we already have a customer that we're working with, we always are able to do something better the second time around for them. But a lot of times too, it's just going to depend on kind of the current business and what we can do at this point. I can, if you could send me like some recent bank statements, and then what I can do is I send them to underwriting. We can see if you guys qualify for a better program now that possibly has like a weekly payment option instead and a lower rate. And then by refinancing that balance that you guys have, it would stretch out the term. If additional capital, and it sounds like that additional capital would also benefit you guys right now too, since, you know, it's kind of, the business sounds like it's kind of going up and down depending on the pricing of, you know, oil and such. So if that sounds like something that would work for you, I can tell you what statements I would need.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, what I would do at this point, because, in order to kind of stay in the same program, we usually just need the last 3 months of statements. But I want to see if, because since we funded you, we now have additional programs that some have different options. However, they just require a little more of statements. So if you could send me the last 6 months of business bank statements, so like February to August. I mean, not August, February to July. And then if you happen to have the first page of the business tax return, I don't know if you guys have done your 2015 business taxes yet, but just those things. And then I can look into some options where we can refinance that remaining balance, and net you guys some additional capital and stretch out that term so that the payment won't be so severe every day.
Okay. What email?
Sure.
I'm trying to figure out. Do I send it through this email that I just sent to you?
Yes, I got the other email from you. Yeah, the one where it just says my name. Yeah, if you just can reply back to that email at your convenience with and if you want me to send it to you in writing what I need, I can do that too.
Okay. So you need the last 6 months bank statements.
I think.
And
yeah, just because I know what I want to do is if we were just going to keep you in the same program, it's just the last 3 months, but I want to see if I can get you into something with a better an option with maybe a weekly payment instead.
Okay. I mean, I'm sort of doing a weekly payment right now.
Okay.
I mean, a journal entry. I mean, it comes out of my bank on a
every day.
Daily basis. I mean, I don't look at my bank. I mean, it really doesn't affect my bank account.
Okay.
I mean, it affects my bank account. I don't look at my bank account.
Yeah.
There's enough money in the bank. I don't worry about the bank more.
Got it. You're more worried about just making, the overall payment.
Yeah, because there's enough money that's revolving through the account. I mean, I might look at my, my QuickBooks, and it may say $5,000, but then I'll go look at my bank account, and it says $50,000.
I see.
You know, I mean, because I'm constantly moving money so quickly through the bank that, $1,000 that you're taking out every day is not affecting what I'm actually doing on my QuickBooks side.
I see.
Because the money's moving so quickly.
I see. Yeah, well then I will, I'll keep weekly in mind as if I can get that, but if not, then at least the most important thing sounds like we want to get a longer term and be able to kind of stretch out the remaining balance.
It's just that $25,000 is just, it's crippling me because I'm not able to pay anything else.
I see.
That's the only bills I'm able to pay other than my payroll and taxes, and then you're my only vendor I can pay.
Okay.
And it's making it hard.
I understand.
And so, okay. until politics is, and this happens with us every 4 years, our type of business just seems for some reason gets stagnant during politics. And
yeah. I understand.
And so, okay, I will pull my bank statements and then the last, we've already filed our taxes.
Okay. Yeah, if you could send that over to me. And then I'm going to, today I have to leave office a little bit early for an appointment. So, but if you don't hear back from me tonight, then I'll be in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay. It probably won't, because I need to go to the bank.
Sure.
I need to run to the bank. So I'll probably get everything pulled and sent to you probably tomorrow.
That's fine.
I don't know. Where are you located at? Are you in California?
Yes, we're in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
You guys are in Texas, right?
Yeah, we're in Texas. So we're 2 hours ahead of you. So if I send something at 10, you'll be getting it at 8 o'clock your time.
Perfect. Yep, and I'll be in office all day tomorrow, so that works.
Okay. All right, so I'll get it sent to you tomorrow, and then we'll hear something probably by next week.
Yeah, probably Monday. I'm guessing we should hear something.
Okay, and then when things go to underwriters, that takes, 48 hours?
24 to 48 hours for them to put something together.
Okay.
So, okay. Well, let me know if you have any questions in the meantime. Otherwise, I'll speak to you tomorrow, I'm sure.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
And that's all you need is bank statements and a tax return?
For now, usually what we start with is just the bank statements, tax return, and then we're usually able to get something with that. And then if they need something additional, like it could be like a driver's license or something like that. But usually that's enough to at least get an approval.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll go from there. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.